We're going to get a running start on one of the week's more compelling stories by going back about 9 years. Then, as now, in at least one sense, the gambling business resembled and resembles any other line of work. You don't last long if you're not paying attention. At Betfair, a bookmaking establishment in London, paying attention meant installing an automatic system that flagged unusual patterns of wagering.
Once you got over various thresholds or prices moved by certain amounts, then the cell in question would flash.
Mark Davis worked at Betfair 9 years ago when those lights started flashing.
We were seeing sums of money coming in from accounts that were betting in large size, having recently opened, on an outcome that didn't look likely. And then that unlikely outcome happened to come to pass.
The discrepancy during that 2007 match between Nikolai Davydenko, then ranked 6th in the world, and Martin Vassallo Arguello, ranked 81 places lower, was dramatic enough for Davis and his colleagues to suspend wagering on the match and to alert the sport's governing body, the Association of Tennis Professionals, to the anomaly.
We said to them very specifically, we are not casting any aspersions on the match, but the betting was sufficiently strange that we have decided we're not comfortable with it. We voided the bets.
What happens at Betfair when you void all the bets? Do your customers call and howl, or do they all say, well, thank goodness, I could have been the victim of a scam?
It depends entirely on whether they were winning or losing at the time, of course.
Those warning lights don't necessarily mean that the fix is in. Betting patterns can suddenly shift for more mundane reasons, like rumors of an injury. But suspension of betting is bad for business. Who wants to go to the trouble of picking a winner just to be told that all bets are off? So it's a good thing for Betfair and similar bookmaking operations that they don't have to void all bets very often.
I left Betfair a number of years ago now, but at the time we did it, it was the only time it had ever happened. And to my knowledge, it hasn't happened since that any bookmaker has voided bets on an outcome of an event like that.
Davydenko and Arguello were cleared of wrongdoing after a year-long investigation by the ATP and the suspension of wagering on a not especially significant tennis match in 2007 might have been forgotten in the never-ending avalanche of sports and sports wagering. But it wasn't. Among those who picked up one of the threads of the story and began following it was Simon Cox at the BBC.
Well, like a lot of stories, I suppose, it was having a meeting with a contact and he just said, look, this is a story you really need to get on top of.
Was this a dead of the night, mysterious envelope passed beneath a park bench sort of thing?
Sadly, not quite as exciting as that. We were just having a lunch meeting.
Numbers of Cox's colleagues told him to find something else to write about, and sometimes he wishes he had.
I didn't think it was going to take me 6 years, a lot more grey hairs, a bit fatter, but I fed off the passion of those I started talking to, because there was just a sense of frustration that something's got to be done, someone's got to get this out there.
What Simon Cox wanted to get out was his discovery that the 2007 tennis match that had lit up the board at Betfair was to some extent representative. Numbers of people were betting on numbers of runner-up type tennis players, and they were winning. Eventually, Cox got some investigative help from BuzzFeed, an internet media company in the US.
We just thought, well, let's combine forces. And that really helped because we had kind of double firepower, if you like.
Let the record show that you brought up the term firepower. Is there a smoking gun in this story?
I suppose the smoking gun that everyone wants is the names. This isn't, you know, the number 300 in the world. You know, these are people who've been around the top. They're playing the top guys.
Sounds tantalizing, doesn't it? Simon Cox and BuzzFeed say tennis authorities have been warned about 16 players whose matches have caused warning lights at various betting agencies to flash. At least half of those 16 are alleged to have been playing at the ongoing Australian Open, but Cox doesn't plan to make the names of those top guys available to the public anytime soon.
We haven't got their phones, we haven't got their bank records, we haven't got their computers, but the Tennis Integrity Unit, they can get all of those things.
Perhaps the ATP's Tennis Integrity Unit, created in 2008, hasn't chosen to exercise the authority it has. If they have done the investigating to which Simon Cox refers, they haven't shared their knowledge beyond their conclusions regarding that match played 9 years ago. But Cox feels he's learned enough to know that the attempt to create sure things on the tennis circuit is an ongoing issue.
It is a problem now. I was talking to a former player who's now a coach just the other day, and he said, look, I have young players being approached, and sometimes the guys approaching them can be pretty threatening, saying, look, you know, I bet money on you to lose, so you better make sure you do, because otherwise you better worry about your travel arrangements, your family. You know, this can involve criminals.
So Cox and his collaborators at BuzzFeed allege that today the ATP is turning a blind eye to the athletes who say yes to such offers. Mark Davis, formerly of Betfair, is not convinced.
They've made the allegation. What I haven't seen is the smoking gun that proves that.
Consequently, Davis isn't surprised that the ATP has not taken advantage of the information they allegedly do have about players who've thrown matches.
And what does that prove? It proves that it's very, very hard to take away somebody's livelihood. They would be taking quite a big step to take individual players, accuse them of something which is career ruining. And I suspect what we've got here is a national governing body that would love to do more, but is perhaps a little bit scared of the implications.
Scared, careful, or willfully disengaged, the ATP may find it has no choice but to act if the stories about chicanery and worse on the pro tennis circuit keep coming. The association did not respond to our request for comment.